It seems like, as far as news goes in the affordable housing front, there's a lot of stuff that's coming up housing. I mean, we had the story from right before Christmas where the town of Banff got all that land from Parks Canada to build affordable housing developments. Now it looks like, I guess, more of a private initiative underway to build some more rental, which is definitely a need.
This has been sort of in the rumor mill for a while, and we got a sneak peek at it on Tuesday night at Canmore Council meeting because council was asked to waive the permit application fees for the proposal, which is a 90-unit rental apartment building to be built, owned, and managed by the Coast Hotel and its owner, Michael Hannon. And they have proposed to build it on a portion of their property at the back on Old Canmore Road. So we're talking right across from the Grizzly Pop Brewery.
Right.
The fields at the back,
yeah, okay,
the treed
okay.
area.
I understand.
Sometimes when we look at treed areas, we don't realize that they're owned by people and may be used for future development. In this case, there's a little bit of a debate about how long it's been since an apartment building was built privately in Canmore. Administration saying more than 25 years.
Does Palliser count?
No, because Palliser was built by Canmore Community Housing Corporation.
Okay.
Not a lot of apartment rental buildings in Canmore.
Huh.
The overall economic situation and landscape for building private rental apartment buildings in Canada has been prohibitive.
So is that why Coast Hotels before council on Tuesday say, hey, we're trying to build something that'll help the housing crisis here in town, maybe give us a little bit of a break on a few things?
Absolutely. And this is why when it comes to things like the municipal development plan and the overarching direction in there about affordable housing, it's an important discussion for the community. What type of incentives should council consider when a private developer comes forward and is proposing something that is a good news story?
But at the end of the day, too, you have to think they're going to be the landlords. They're going to be taking the profit from this rental. So how do you balance that fact that it's a for-profit development with the fact that we have a housing crisis and it's needed, right? Yeah.
You know what? You make more of a profit if you build luxury vacation homes.
Fair enough.
Right now, the only thing that has happened is council has approved a fee waiver of $12,000. This is for a rezoning application, a subdivision, and an area redevelopment plan amendment for the Bow Valley Trail District, because developments in that district are required to have 50% commercial, and this would be a 100% residential development.
Right. So they have to get around that. But, you know, 90 units, I mean, if this goes forward, that's awesome.
It's going to be interesting to see through this process what's considered. I'm going to hazard a really big guess right now and say parking.
Yeah, that'll be an issue.
Parking
for
is
90 units.
Another thing that came up at the council discussion is the fact that under the Municipal Government Act, the town of Canmore cannot regulate ownership. So there's no way for the town of Canmore to guarantee that this building will remain a fully rental building. We've seen in the past 10 years in Calgary, a lot of rental units be condominiumized, subdivided, and sold. You know, what kind of mechanisms can we put in place to make it preferable to keep them as a rental apartment building? This is the intention of it. But like we all know, you can't predict what's going to happen 22 years down the road. It's not 1998 anymore, Rob.